The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcasting Network. Geeky programming for all the nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcast community forums and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
The Wicked Anime Podcast. I figure that's a good spot to start it. I'm Dylan, and with me is the hippest man in the room, Glitch.
You.
Hang on. Start that over.
No.
You did not say a different cartoon character.
You only get one, and across the pond is Andrew and John.
Man, you're gonna be fired soon.
Why are you all upset now? Let's get into this. What's going on?
Glitch, is he drinking?
No.
Well, he's got like an orange soda, I think.
No, it's water.
You're drinking.
I'm not drinking.
I have water. That's Sean. He's the uncommon rider.
Hey, I got my title. What's up?
Yeah, he's the only one with a nickname. What's this?
Andrew's a hard man with hard opinions, and John is the stupid awesome analyst.
I got my title, too, so hey.
What did that remind you of?
Everybody else that's Dylan, and he doesn't know what he's doing.
We talk about anime on this podcast and other stuff from Asia.
Eventually.
Yeah.
So I guess it's time to get into it. That's the weirdest opening ever.
Let's go ahead and dig into the somber stuff.
Oh yeah, okay. Bring news, Bell Andrew.
News.
Okay. So as we said in the beginning of our last episode, we were just gonna run through the Boston thing with you guys. It's really tragic. It was quite literally close to home to us. You know, it was really frightening for a time to have this thing going on right on our back doorstep. Though it didn't make me afraid. That's one of the biggest things that we have to point out. Terrorism. It may be terrorism, but we're Boston. We'll fight back, as clearly happened.
Yeah.
So what happened was at the Boston Marathon, there were two bombs that went off. There were about 110 injured people. Most of them lost limbs, and there were three deaths. One being an 8-year-old boy. One being a
Chinese grad student.
Chinese grad student, and a young woman. And then within the following 4 days, they caught the two suspects, or rather, one of them was killed.
One of them was gunned down in a gunfight, and the other one got wounded in that gunfight, but he got away, and they didn't find him until the next night.
Yeah, like four towns that were like 10 minutes away from us were in lockdown for 19 hours.
Yeah, all the surrounding towns of us were in lockdown. Nobody could leave the house, and they were very serious about that. And, like, nobody left the house, and the streets were pretty much dead. It was amazing.
So people with pits, that had to suck.
Well, they had to, and not only that, but they had to sit in the middle of their house in the dark and all day long and just listen to the news feed because they couldn't have any lights on. Well, they weren't. Some people did, but they weren't supposed to. The SWAT teams went around to every single house and knocked on the doors and so they could search the house.
Yeah, and some places it even went down to Connecticut too. I think which was just as an update, they caught the guy who survived. He's a 19-year-old from Chechnya. The one who died was his brother, his older brother, who was 26. They don't know if he's gonna. I haven't read the news lately, but I don't know if he's gonna survive his gun wounds or anything like that. But they're gonna try to get as much information out of him because, in my personal opinion, I don't think they're the only two. There's no way they're the only two that set up all those bombs.
Yeah,
because there were two that went off and more that they found. So there has to be way more of that, you know. Because there was one under the bleachers of the spectators, and they were gonna blow up the spectators and everything.
Yeah, some speculation was that there were, like, seven bombs found, but I don't know the validity of that.
Yeah, because as far as I know, there were four. So. But everything is going closer back to normal. Unfortunately, Boston Comic Con was postponed because of the events. It was supposed to happen the same weekend.
Well, no, it was because of the manhunt that Boston Comic Con got postponed. When the bombs went off, they were like, "Hey, listen,
it's still going to happen."
Yeah, it's still going to happen. I mean, because you can't live in fear of this stuff. You have to go on business as usual. Like, yes, it's a horrible, tragic event. And there's nothing that will undermine that, but life has to go on, you know?
Yeah, the only way to deal with people like this who do it is to show them that they can't affect us. They can't drive us from our routines.
Yeah.
They can't make us live in fear.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what we did. And we caught the guys in, 4 days. So.
All right.
Well, I think Glitch and Dylan are done.
Yeah. If you guys haven't seen the Bruins game, that was the night after. It was pretty amazing. It was the whole intro and everything, like, so much respect.
Yeah, it was really cool. The Bruins and the Sabres, who are, like, the top rivals in the league, they saluted
the
audience.
They're semi-rivals, but that's not important.
The Blackhawks in Chicago had a moment of silence for us. One of the coolest things was that Yankee Stadium put up a banner that said "United We Stand" with the New York Yankees logo and the Boston Red Sox logo, and which is cool because everybody knows the rivalry between the Yankees and the Red Sox, but to show that amount of respect for the time.
In all fairness, I did not know that.
I would assume,
yeah.
But they also played "Sweet Caroline" and at the third period during their game, which is a Boston Red Sox like theme song.
Yeah,
and. Wow. And they did that during their game, too, which was really cool, you know? I mean, like, props to them. Utmost respect.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move back into our more lighter notes now. I think we covered that well enough.
Welcome to Wicked Anime.
Let's get back to entertaining people with anime stuff.
Yeah, and stupid misinformation.
Yep.
All right.
That's where we're kind of we're good thing. At that.
As the intro clearly showed.
Yeah.
I was misinformed.
Earlier this week, there was a movie announced by Shonen Jump Sunday, which will be coming out in December, Lupin the Third versus Detective Conan.
Huh.
Which is going to be, I think it's going to be a really awesome crossover movie. I mean, Lupin the Third is the greatest thief, and Detective Conan is the greatest detective in history, you know?
Kid Conan or adult Conan?
I'm pretty sure it's Kid Conan.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien?
Detective nope. Conan.
Detective Conan. Detective Conan O'Brien the Barbarian.
Edogawa.
So not too much was released on it. It was just an announcement. They had like a 2-page spread in their Shonen Jump Sunday, and that is set for December of this year. Sean, the only thing that I have on here next is some news that you had recently, but we didn't talk about last week when you originally talked about because you weren't here. So why don't you go ahead?
Shut up.
I do.
I do. Actually, I got two pieces of media news. Actually, one's fairly recent. The first one that he's talking about is it looks like one of the seasons of Kamen Rider is actually coming to the States as Power Rider Apollo. And the really surprising part of this is Saban's doing it.
Which they said that they were never going to do again, right?
On pain of death.
Yeah.
Like, it was in the contract. It actually said pain of death. And I was like, wow, so that's surprising. But it's based on Kamen Rider 4s, which was the last season over there. And I can honestly say, of the seasons that they picked, this one would probably translate the easiest. Because it's a high school drama thing. It's got, like, the whole space theme going on. Honestly, though, if they don't even just change much, I think it'll actually work really well with an American audience. It's a really fun season, so.
Cool. I hope they don't pull a Power Rangers and try to stream all of these together.
I have no idea. I couldn't even tell you, dude. The Saban just beats things to death. I can't even watch their stuff anymore.
Yeah, I'll watch this anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want to see what it is, at least.
Well, it's really surprising because... they're doing Kamen Rider 4s. The season after that, the one that's going on right now, is Kamen Rider Wizard, which I think would actually translate really well to American audiences also.
You think so? Because I thought that you weren't really into that one.
I personally am not, but I still think it's a good season. It's just, it's like a magic phase Kamen Rider, which aren't usually my favorite. I like the more, like, technological slash, I don't know, serious ones, the more adult ones. But Wizard's more kid-friendly, so.
Really?
Yeah. And the other piece is Akiva Ranger's back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, did it start finally?
It did.
It started in April. We haven't seen it.
Yeah. I will touch on it when we get to what we're watching.
Okay.
Looking forward to that.
No, you're not. I can actually say you're not. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
I am looking forward to it. I like Akiva Ranger. Come on.
Hang on. We'll just... All right. Let's keep going. Any other media news? Much.
There's not any more media news. That's all we have for that.
I have the most media news.
It's time to move on to some gaming news.
Looking forward to it.
Woo! So, in gaming news...
You're such a dick.
During North America's stream of the Nintendo Direct conference that happened recently, Nintendo announced that there is going to be a 3DS sequel to Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past, or what they call
it. Link to the
Present. Yeah, what they call it in Japan is translated to Triforce of the Gods, and they announced it as Triforce of the Gods 2. So it's going to be a direct sequel to that, and it's going to take full advantage of the 3D aspects of the 3DS, but it's also going to take a Paper Mario route where you can switch in between 2D and 3D paper modes to solve certain puzzles.
So, Paper Zelda.
Yeah.
Then we're going to get Dr. Zelda.
Man, that would
Zelda's,
be like...
Zelda's stuck in a mansion with a vacuum.
And an Eponus cookie.
Or Link. Yeah, well, it's Link. Not Zelda.
What?
Link's Mansion? Well, you'll get Zelda's Mansion.
Yeah, you'll get Zelda.
Well, because Link would be... We're
confusing,
right?
Did Luigi own the deed to the mansion? Can we get... Can we get some info on that one?
Does Dr. Egad pay rent?
That's right, Wicked Anime fans. We're asking the hard question.
Something about Link to the Past. Go.
That's all I had, actually. Okay. They haven't revealed much about that one either, but there's going to be a new Zelda game. It's going to actually be a sequel to one that's come out, and it's going to have 2D and 3D aspects to it.
That sounds cool.
Link. A link to the past, to the future.
I like a link to the present.
And back to the past.
And that's all we have for gaming news. So we're already on strange news, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Any all more right. Ferrari death sex orgy crashes?
No.
They're Lamborghinis aside.
First up in strange news, Japan, they have a fast food restaurant called Lotteria, and they're putting on a special promotion for the month of April, and I think it ends sometime in May. It might be the end of May, I'm not sure. But it's going to be called the Qdon Burger that they are selling, and it is a 9-layer hamburger, and it's in honor of the release of Evangelion 3.0 movie. The Evangelion 3.0 movie.
Does the nine layers have some significance?
It does. And it's actually kind of ridiculous, like, how they got so roundabout to it. Originally, the Evangelion 3.0 is called You Cannot Redo, but the code name for it originally, before it came out, was just entitled Q. And, like, the letter Q in the American alphabet. Okay. But Q in Japanese, spelled K-Y-U, is 9 in Japanese. And so the only way that they got it was they took the Q and they translated it into their Japanese 9 to get a 9-layer hamburger.
Wow, that is way roundabout.
I was more excited
to use 9 layers than
when it was just a 9-layer hamburger and had nothing to do with Evangelion.
Yeah. But
it still doesn't really have anything to do with it.
It doesn't.
True.
But there's a kicker to this whole thing, too.
It's now, not meat.
They are, while they have this hamburger, the promotion that they're running with it, also on their website, you can, I think there's like a code that you get with the burger or something like that, where you can sign up for a raffle, and at the end of May, they're going to pick a winner for the raffle who will win a 1-to-1 scale life-size Rei Ayaname.
Oh my gosh. Statue. What?
Yep. It is 5 foot 2 inch tall.
Wow.
Yep. And
Andrew, calm down.
Well, he's stain resistant.
Well, Well, that's the thing. I saw the statue, and it was her in her school uniform, and she's in a dress. So I'm just wondering how many nerds are just gonna like be laying at her feet, staring up, like whoever the winner is just gonna.
You know how much money the winner can make just by renting it out?
Gross. I don't think you would want to rent that out.
You better pick up some clothes.
You just hose it off later. Scotch Garter.
Holy crap, guys. So that's it with the 9-layer hamburger.
Yeah, we need to move past that.
Is it just beef or like beef chicken or beef and...
No, it's all beef.
What other interesting Japanese patties they have?
Here in America, I mean, I bet they needed to attach a movie to a 9-layer hamburger because, you know, it's not like
we
here
don't
in
need
America...
To.
Yeah, it's
we're
not like you're in America.
People
we're
just
already
eating 9-layered hamburgers.
Yeah, 18-layer hamburger. Let's do this.
You guys have never seen me go to Five Guys before the movies.
Just meat. I want the buns to be meat. I want my cheese to be meat. My toppings, meat.
Meat.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
If that doesn't be better than the grill, I'll fix my own. I brought my own cow.
So our next piece of strange news is actually from a fan. Rachel Bloom sent us this piece of news. In China, this is actually almost like China's fetish of the week, if you look at it this way.
Oh, we got one. Can we guess it?
Yeah, but it has to be Chinese. If you want, but I don't think you're going to get it. Surprise.
Styrofoam.
Blue fortune cookies.
Fireman hat.
Nope.
Man, we're already out.
Chinese.
Scented candles.
Scented flameless candles.
The tape from VHS?
Okay, no.
Betamax.
So, happened? All right, we're done with this. It's actually HD DVDs.
No. Oh, we're close! Yeah!
No,
no,
we had the same media.
We almost got there with Laserdisc.
In China, there is a recent story on a medical blog about a case of an eel swimming up a man's rectum.
I saw that.
Done. I don't need to know any more.
You do need to know more because that's not the whole story.
It didn't swim.
Listening to MGMT?
Wait, apparently, how can that not be the whole story?
I hope somebody at home gets that joke.
Apparently, it was not voluntary on the eel's part.
That he didn't swim.
Yeah, because, you know, an eel's nature is that if it's agitated, it will burrow into whatever it needs to be, being mud or dirt or whatever.
Human flesh.
Oh, this is getting worse.
However, there was some gentleman who was like, I wonder, poke the eel with the stick, poke it harder.
Yeah.
What ended up happening was it ended up burrowing far enough so it ended up in his large intestine.
Oh my gosh.
When the doctors removed the eel, he was all sorts of messed up inside. He will never poop straight again.
The eel or him?
The eel's seen some stuff now.
The eel was actually still alive when they removed it.
Are they now? Is it now his pet?
Yeah. Either that or it's...
They can never look each other in the eye.
Yeah. And that's my pet eel over there.
Oh, my God. Where do you guys find this stuff?
This one was given to us
by a
fan.
Have you been on the internet, Sean? This is tame compared to the stuff you find on the internet.
Dude,
I can show you links
from
3 years ago that will blow your mind.
Yeah, actually, we've had a quite popular site. Like, a lot of fans have given us news stories recently from a site called Rocket News 24. It's a Japanese site, but there's an English version of it. Hmm. And there is some strange news on there.
Okay. That last one kind of weirded me out.
And that's as strange as it gets.
It's as strange as... I really thought that MGMT joke would do better.
Well, it didn't. I'm sorry. That was a pretty chaotic story. We were all trying to ramble on top of each other on that one. It was...
Why don't we not?
I got one more.
You got another strange news story?
No, I got another joke for the eel.
Oh, go for it.
Oh.
That's amore.
I'm calling it. It's done. Putting it down.
That was a good one, Glitch. I'll give it that one to you. We were all laughing on the inside.
I didn't understand it.
That amore eel. That's amore.
Or the Dean Martin song.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's some more.
I'm not changing the lyrics to that because that would just be horrible.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. All right. That's as strange as it gets.
That, yep.
For now.
Congratulations, Glitch. You put us there.
It's time to move on to what we're watching. Sean, do you want to start, seeing that you already given us an insight into what you're going to talk about?
Do you really want to be angry at me for the next 20 minutes?
I'm already am.
What do you mean? Are you going to, like, spoil something?
No, I'm not going to spoil anything.
Oh, you're... Okay.
He's just going to make fun of you.
I'll go. We're just going to... We'll go with it. All right, so I'm watching three things. Still working my way through Soul Eater with my girlfriend. I watched the first three episodes of Majestic Prince. I think it's a new mecha anime.
Oh, yeah. How is it?
I like it, but that's because it's a Sentai, not a Super Sentai. It's a Sentai thing. Like, yep. It's a squadron-based. They all have mecha. They fight in space, but, like, when they're not fighting, it's very childish.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I actually know which one you're talking about now. Yeah, this is the one that's, like, really silly, right? Yeah.
It's not bad, though. I'm enjoying it, and I think it's going to get more serious as it goes along. But as like, it starts, like, they just got out of school, and they were given experimental robots to go fight aliens with. You know the drill, so.
Yeah.
But they're, like, teenagers, and they're angsty, and it's fun. And then the third thing I'm watching is, obviously, actually, literally, just this morning, I watched the first episode of Season 2 of Akiva Ranger, which just started, and it's a recap episode.
Oh, no!
Previously
Do not
on.
Expect... too much from this, Jonathan.
Really?
Yeah, they don't, like, not even all the characters are in it. Like,
oh, I know, I heard that they changed up the cast, but it's supposed to be, I thought the same three main people
no,
were
no,
supposed
no.
to be
it was,
in it.
It was Blue was different, right?
Well, Blue
They haven't even introduced any of the other characters. It's literally just Red and their commander and the chick that works at the secret base.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wow, that's disappointing.
I told you. It's a recap episode. They just watch a bunch of clips from season one.
That's a weird move on their part for starting a TV show.
Yeah,
maybe they're trying to get new fans in, and instead of having them watch the entire first season, here's what happened.
I will say, there is a twist at the end that does make you want to watch episode two. You do have to sit through 30 minutes of review clips.
Yeah, okay. But are you're going to obviously keep watching it, though, right?
Probably. Also because there was a guest in it, like, towards the end, that's from a season of Kamen Rider. And I was like, holy crap, I totally know who that is.
So, that's cool.
Yeah, he's from, it was one of the bad guys from Kamen Rider O's. So that was pretty cool. Dr. Maki was his
name. Is that a Kamen Rider serial? Kamen Rider O's?
No, that was the name of the, shut up. Damn you, taking advantage of my inability to read sarcasm. So that's what I've been watching. I've actually been trying to watch more anime lately because I felt bad for the last couple of podcasts.
did you watch any more or on high school?
Hell no.
Alright.
I think I'm gonna have to get drunk and have a bad night and get through that.
All right, who's next?
Pass.
Jeez, Dylan.
Not a thing.
What, man? Mad Men and Game of Thrones is back.
In all fairness, you can't hold that against Dylan.
Here's the scoop. Don Draper is now sleeping with the crazy chick from Good Burger.
What?
It's a fact.
Oh, my gosh.
Linda Cardellini, I think is her name.
Oh, Velma from the Scooby-Doo movies.
Yeah, exactly. She's getting down with Donnie Drapes.
Dang.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like,
possible spoilers.
I don't think
really.
People
you
are coming
to
us for Mad Men news, though.
Yeah, seriously. The funny thing was, like, we were driving around the night that Mad Men started, and, like, every single house that we could see someone's TV on, it was Mad Men.
Yeah, you were watching it through their windows while driving down the street. It was all Mad Men.
That was weird. You guys live in suburbs, windows, don't you?
Yes, we live in suburbs.
Yeah.
Well, Jonathan and I pretty much have all of what we're watching
we'll
to cover you guys, because, man, like, it's basically our job or something.
What? I watched stuff.
I mean, like all the new season. Okay. We're watching like a whole bunch of new season series anime this season.
Hey, I picked up Majestic Prince, and there's another mecha anime that I'm going to start probably either today or tomorrow.
Anyway, I'll kick off. Basically, I continue to watch Oriimo season 2, and it continues to be adorably awesome, and I just love it. It has a lot more to do with the characters, where the first season was, here's the groundworks for the story that we're doing, and now season 2 is like,
here's all of our characters.
Yeah, here's all of our characters and what they're all about. At least that's what they're doing for now. And they're getting them all out of the way really early in the season, so that the rest of the season can kind of move on with the story. So that's kind of cool.
It's really good, too.
It is really good. Oh, no, we're still watching Attack on Titan. So Attack on Titan is really solid. I think that's going to be the anime this season that everybody loves. And I think Funimation has already grabbed the licensing to it.
Yep, they're streaming it on their site already.
So it's pretty big. It's going to be really, really good. And they're doing a really good job with the character development. They do a really good job of making you feel uncomfortable and really, really scared.
What genre is this?
It's an action drama genre.
Okay.
I would say fantasy too. Yeah, I would call it more towards the drama than action right now, and it's really, really well written.
Yeah, okay, so what it's about, there are these new, like, overbeings on Earth. They're called Titans. And their purpose is to, like, they find enjoyment out of just killing humans.
Yeah, they say that they don't kill humans for a food source. They when they kill people, it looks like they enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because they're always killing the people with smiles on their faces while they bite their heads off.
So what happened is all the humans have moved into this inner city where it's surrounded by walls, and there's like four layers of walls. And in the first episode, the Titans break through the first
wall.
After
100 years.
After 100 years of no incidents. And the main character was living in that city, and when he has to run away, he decides that he's going to join the military to fight the
He has good reason, too. It's going to turn into a revenge anime, which, like, it's... Because he's very, very hell-bent on... Revenge! I will kill all the Titans.
Yeah.
Like he literally says that in every episode, so it's gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just so good. It's like kind of horrifying in some of the
they do ways they did a really good job at making you feel a sense of chaos, which whenever anybody can do that, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I actually think that's gonna be the winner, like the top dog for the new season of anime overall.
Yeah. Last night, we watched an episode upon request of one of our fans of Aku no Hana, Flowers of Evil. And I wouldn't call this an anime. This is part of the new anime season, but it's a rotoscoped anime. You know, like a Scanner Darkly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it is. It's completely rotoscoped animation over, you know, filmed people. So it's complete fluid motion, and it's really eerie because they live in like this desolate world where everything is falling to pieces, but they don't make any mention of that. That's just the setting. It's falling to pieces. It's about they say he's in middle school, but they totally rotoscoped a 20-year-old guy in a classroom full of 20-year-old people. But he's supposed to be in middle school. It's about his adventure reading this book called The Flowers of Evil and how it's kind of messing with his head because of the things he's doing while he's growing up, coming of age kind of a thing. So the book is kind of making him feel uncomfortable, and so when he does things, he feels like his flower of evil is growing, I guess. At least that's what I'm collecting from it. But anyway, he steals, like, this girl he likes, her gym clothes out of her locker, and he feels terrible about it. And one of the other girls in the class caught him, and she's crazy. It's kind of cool. I really, really enjoyed it. And not that much happens, but I just want to find out what happens. Like, it's good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's really, really dark and not disturbing, but just really uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's pretty uncomfortable. But it's in a good way.
Yeah.
The only thing is, there's some feedback from Japan that I read about it. And they said
that's cool.
It would have been the best of the season had it been animated properly. People hate the rotoscoping. Which I don't. Like, that's the weird thing. If it was animated the way it was, I probably wouldn't have watched it. Watch, I mean...
Yeah, there's no draw to it other than that. It's just a regular anime.
Like, and it wouldn't have made sense with anime characters, because it's not a cute anime or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But it does have a manga, and there are character designs in that. They're still dark-looking.
Yeah, right.
Know, but just, like, the fact that... I don't want to say that, like, it's uglier, but, like, it makes it look uglier.
It makes it feel more real.
Yeah.
That's...
Like, yeah, the feelings of the characters are just uglier because, like, you see real people in these. They're not fake anime characters. So that one's good. My turn.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
I said that I started watching Red Data Girl. It's good. I don't know what's going on, but I am highly intrigued by it.
Has anything stopped working yet?
Yeah. Some computers have blown up.
All right. That's how they stopped working.
Glitches on board.
There's like this... I couldn't figure out what was going on before, why she was being chased by these certain people or why things were happening. And it turns out there's this Japanese message at the beginning of every episode that stays on the screen for like 3 seconds. I had to pause it to read it. In order, because there were subtitles, but like I had to pause it to read it because it goes by so fast. And it turns out that that's a very important message at the beginning of the thing. And I didn't read it until the third episode, and then all of a sudden I was like, "Oh, okay, that clears up a couple things." This girl is possessing a god inside of her, and there are these evil spirits that want to take it from her. And so there's this monk kid who is learning how to be. You know, he's a monk in training who has been set to protect her. And that's the basis of the story. It's very important that you know that from the text in the beginning.
It said all that at the beginning of the episode?
Yeah, well, pretty much.
For like 3 seconds.
For 3 seconds?
Yeah, it's... And the reason... And I found it also gives you a message beforehand why it's called Red Data Girl. Because endangered species are put in something called a Red Data Book. And so she's the Red Data Girl. Because she's the only one. But that
is... She a Highlander?
Yeah, basically. The anime is really pretty, you know, the art is fantastic, but the story's really confusing, but it intrigues me, so that's good.
I'm surprised you didn't talk about Mushibugyo.
Oh!
That sounds like a fun word.
I totally forgot about that one. Yeah, that one's called Mushibugyo, which means...
Let's all say it. Mushibugyo.
Mushibugyo.
It's, that translates as, like, the bug magistrate or something like that. It's an Edo period anime, which is and it's really stylish.
Yeah, this is the one we were telling you guys about, or, remember the preseason, episode that we did where we were talking about all the things that will be coming out? And we said it looks like a Gainax anime with the art style and the solid black shading and stuff like that. Anyways, it's an alternate universe where there are these giant bugs that...
That eat people.
Yeah, that they just attack people. It's like everyday
occurrences. Like Starship Troopers?
Yeah, basically. And there's this...
But like samurai Starship Troopers.
Yeah, and there's this group of people called the Mushibugyo, or the Bug Magistrate, where they just go out and take and kill all these bugs. It's really cool because the main character is a samurai who is still not to his full potential, but he wants to honor his father.
Yeah, he went to the insect magistrate in place of his dad.
Yeah,
but it's really cool because every character is different. You know, it's not only samurai. Like, he's a samurai. There's a ninja girl who uses bombs. There's a sorcerer who uses paper.
Yeah, the paper dolls. Paper dolls.
Yeah, paper dolls to fight the bugs. And then there's a criminal who's just a brute, you know. And then there's this guy with a really long sword who is kind of like Sephiroth.
Overcompensating.
Yeah.
He's the end-all, be-all, I don't speak character.
I'm better than you, so I don't speak to
you. I speak softly and carry a long sword.
Yeah, so that's a good one, too. I forgot about that one.
Is that your pickup line?
But now the one that I really, really want to talk about was a new OVA. It's a half-hour OVA. It's a standalone. I posted it on Facebook and Tumblr and made everybody that I know watch it because it is fantastic. I'm going to post it in the links because it's new Studio Trigger anime. It's like Studio Trigger is the sister studio of Gainax. Like, half their staff have moved over to there. They released this anime in Anime Mirai. It's like a collaboration of different studios. It's called Little Witch Academia, and it is probably one of the greatest things that I've seen in a really long time.
Yeah, Jonathan's freaking out about
Studio Trigger has easily become one of my
favorite studios in the past couple weeks because, like, first they released Inferno Cop.
Inferno Cop is just awesome.
And now they,
so funny.
And now they've released Little Witch Academia. And, like, the animation in it is brilliant. It is better than any Studio Ghibli film I have ever seen.
Wow.
I think it's... When I watched it, I thought it was really cute. Like, the whole time, it was
It's Harry Potter if it was animated by Disney. That's what it is. And, like I said, I'm obsessing over this anime so much. I've already watched it, like, three times.
I'm going to put a link into the description because everybody needs to watch Little Witch Academy.
It's only a half hour long. It's a short movie.
Yeah.
It's a half hour movie.
Is it just a... Is there going to be more to it than just that one, or...?
I don't think so. It doesn't look like it at this time. However, they have a really good proof of concept.
Yeah, video. It's
free on
YouTube. It has become so popular that it very well may just become a show.
Yeah. It has its own Tumblr channels now and stuff like that. It's
kind of exploding on the internet. Kind of the next big thing, I think, in anime.
That's the thing that I like about Studio Trigger, too, is so far everything that they've worked on is free on YouTube. They themselves have put it there.
Did you guys watch Inferno Cop?
Not yet.
No.
No.
It takes a half hour to watch all 13 episodes. It's worth it.
Is that the link that you posted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in the link of the last episode.
Well, and I sent it to you on Facebook, Dylan.
But that's that. Little Witch Academy. That's my number one for the week.
Man, that was a really long What We're Watching.
Well, we had a lot to watch.
I know. You're going to have to slice some of that out, probably.
No.
He's no Mushibugyo. He can't do slicing.
You just want to say Mushibugyo.
Mushibugyo!
All right, so...
you guys really churned through some anime.
Yeah, we there's like an anime every other day that comes out this week. So it's actually pretty entertaining because, you know, nothing on TV now is really worth watching.
Except Mad Men and Game of Thrones.
Yeah, but we have to, you know, pick up on three seasons of those before anything you said is spoiled.
I can't wait for Arrested Development.
So yeah.
Yeah.
We have to finish that too.
Yeah, oh my god, you guys have not finished. Okay, don't even open that can of worms.
I think that's all, too. Well, which gives us a good amount of time to talk about our love-hate relationship in the Tamagotchi.
I don't like the way you say love, Andrew.
I love hate.
All right.
Is that a Boston thing?
On the love.
I don't think that's a Boston thing, Dylan, no.
I think it's just an Andrew
Say shark.
Thing.
Shark?
No.
I don't have a Boston accent.
Say shark.
You're right.
I may be from Boston, but I still park the car in Harvard Yard.
Park the car.
Pocket
top of the morning
with my shot.
Okay, so for our Tamagotchi this episode, we are talking about our love-hate relationship with anime. We all love anime, but there are just some things that happen on a regular basis that we cannot stand.
Yep,
I feel like Dylan should leave this, or not Dylan, but Glitch should leave this one off.
Fuck filler to the fullest.
That's known as alliteration, kids.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay, so
filler.
We can start with that. Filler episodes.
Man, so we're just starting right off with the I hate this in anime, not the...
Fuck up! We had an episode about that. What's about hate now?
We should, well, technically we should, you know, we'll say the things that we hate, but we also have to contrast with the love part of it.
Well,
there are filler things that I like.
Well, you do the love part, I'm doing the hate.
Alright, so
Glitch hates anime.
I'm dealing with my hate right now.
Don't go on, Glitch. Let your hate out. Oh, he's got to take a drink first.
Alright, stand back.
I'm sorry, like, almost every series that I see that has a bunch of good things just does filler crap, and the sad part is most of the filler is not necessary. It doesn't develop any characters, it doesn't move any stories along. I'm not saying all, just the most that I've ever seen.
So, are you talking about filler, like, and everything, like, unexcusable filler besides, like, the ones that you mentioned? Because, I mean, do you really hate the once-in-a-while, like, single beach episode in, like, a 13-episode series?
No, that kind I don't mind, but when it's, like...
He's okay with the beach episode.
Like, when it's pure, like, there's going to be a whole saga or series about, like...
Bubble
ninjas.
There's
going to be, like, a month's worth of filler. Like, bubble ninjas, like...
Or, like, the whole second season of, like, Full Metal Panic, which was a filler season.
So, you're talking about arcs. Like, there are arcs that don't move the story forward.
Yes.
But don't develop the character either. It's just,
this goofy things are happening. This is happening. Okay, no one cares. Move on with the story. The manga is still going on, so y'all have material to draw.
I feel like he's talking about Naruto.
Yeah, well, he's
the basis of it, but
he's talking about filler arcs, which I completely agree. Because if you're going to waste our time with a whole series of episodes that don't move the story forward, then you really are wasting our time. Whereas one filler episode every once in a while where, you know, Samurai Champloo, they play baseball, which is one of the funniest episodes of that series.
Oh, the
yeah, sometimes it's just like a palate cleanser.
Entrance exams or whatever.
Oh, the entrance exam episode. Yeah, so filler episodes themselves aren't always bad, except for when they talk about a specific... I hate flashback episodes, and those
God,
are usually...
God, I hate those so much.
No, that's a whole
that's
separate
Naruto.
Thing. That's a
that's
whole...
Naruto in well, general.
I'll get on the flashback episodes in a moment.
It doesn't even have to be flashback episodes. Like, just... They're like, entire episode... Well, I guess maybe they are, like, flashback episodes. But there's, like, episodes in Naruto where it's, like, 5 minutes of new stuff, and then the rest of it's just flashbacks.
Yeah.
Recap episodes piss me off to no end.
I cannot believe they did it in Gurren Lagann.
They do it in everything!
Like, they recap the same event at least in 5 different episodes.
I know.
And they tell it from like 6 different points of view. And you already knew 4 of them.
I'm pretty sure the other 2 you can put the puzzle pieces together.
Ah!
But I do love like the Dylan said, the palate cleanser filler where it's just something goofy or something that's developing the characters in soap opera fashion.
And then there's also, as far as flashback goes, what I can say I like about flashbacks is, yes, you do learn a little bit more about the characters, but that's not the most important thing. Because Oriimo, last night, the episode that we watched, episode 3, was a flashback episode of one of the characters up there, but you didn't know anything about her. But you knew nothing about her. What they did at the beginning of the episode was they revealed something new about her, and then they flash back. So,
and let me be a little bit more clear about what I hate is with at least with Naruto, when I say flashback, I don't mean like they're cutting away from the present story and they're showing you what happened like when they were a kid or whatever. I'm talking about like they'll cut and they'll go back to an episode from a long time ago and show you that episode that you've already seen.
Yep.
Let's put it this way, to people who make Naruto, we know about the demon fox getting sealed in Naruto. We don't even see it 500,000 times. That's kind of the whole point of Naruto.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and as somebody who's seen maybe 6 episodes of that entire show, like, doesn't that happen? Like, don't they talk about that in the first episode, like, right out of the gate?
Yeah. Yep. But they
show it right
out
of the gate.
Wow. Your anime thinks
they
you're
show
dumb.
It in a lot of different ways.
Okay, so actually, that's a good segue into another thing that I'm bugged about, is when anime characters take the time to sit there in the middle of a battle and explain everything to you. Like, they spoon-feed you like you're reading a novel. Ugh. Yes.
And I'll turn to the camera and say, I'm saying this to you.
Yeah, and that was my... I love Soul Eater to death.
That first season was rough.
Yeah, but when they fought each other, every single battle was they do an attack, and then something happens to the other character, and they're like, haha, let me explain to you why this is happening, and now you're doing this, and this is why this is happening, and let me explain to you the science behind
this.
Fairness,
and
I was like,
that's
like
Air Gear.
In all fairness, though, after like the first season, though, that got toned back a lot.
I don't know, because when the worst one that sticks in my brain is when Stein and Medusa fought.
Which was the end of season 1.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that was horrible.
Oh my god, that was 4 episodes of them talking and posturing.
Yeah. The worst
it's like watching part of wrestling.
The worst part of that season, though, was definitely... Because it's funny, I said this in a really early episode, what our favorite fight scene was, and it was the fight when they introduced Stein.
Oh, and, yeah.
And I thought that was one of my most favorite fight scenes ever. But, and then I was like, here, like, Dylan hadn't seen it, so I was like, here's the fight scene, Dylan. And then we sat there for 15 minutes, and we just watched them talk, and I was like, this isn't as cool as I remember.
Your childhood
it wasn't
betrayed
cool.
You.
It wasn't cool, no. The fight scene that I should have picked from Soul Eater was the one where Maka goes crazy.
See, and I disagree. I think the last fight between Black Star and Mafune, awesome.
I didn't really like that one as much.
I don't like you guys
Wait, was,
as much.
Was that the one where Tsubaki learns the assassin sword?
No. I don't know. I'm coming back up to it. We're like getting through season two now, so.
Okay. Anyway, let's see.
I got something I love if you want to switch the tone.
Yeah, go for it.
Tight fight scenes.
What's that?
Like tight scenes, those fights fight scenes where they're not talking and they're just laying into one another. Like,
which is pretty much Studio Gainax.
Like a lot of the later fights with Kamina and Gurren Lagann, when they just started,
They started beating the crap out of each other.
Yes. Well, and it's the same thing with Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt, where you know whenever Panty and Stocking were fighting Scanny and Knee Socks, that was just awesome.
Yes.
Like I mean any of those fight scenes were just. Let's blow everything up and shoot everybody kind of a thing.
I loved seeing their pink Jeep come up through a toilet. And then they started shooting at each other. Well, they started punching at each other. Remember when Scanny and Panty were, like, punching each other with their guns while shooting them at the same time? It's like, that's cool.
I'm sorry. Let me open up the definition of this a little bit because I realized there was more to it than that. I like it when the action's tight and they just trust you to tell the story through the action. Because that's something that, like, when Ghost in the Shell, standalone complex, when they would have their fight scenes, they would not explain to you what's going on. They expected you to keep
up. Because they explain you everything in all the other episodes. It's a talking anime.
Well, yeah, almost. But their fight scenes were better than most other animes.
Oh yeah. Oh no. I'm not disagreeing. I love Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, I love Ghost in the Shell.
The one exception that we've seen that does the talking thing. Would be JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Because
in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, they literally explain everything to you. The funny thing is, they, like, scream it at you because they're so intense the entire time. Yeah. It's like, oh, JoJo just punched him in the face! You know, like, everything is explained like that.
That's the one anime where I don't have a problem with that. And it's because they're telling you how... Instead of telling you what they did to the other character, where they do that, they're also telling you why the other character is smarter than the character that they're fighting. So it's like, oh, he knew he was going to do this, so he did this. Like, it's like they're playing chess with each other, with their fists. Let's see. Okay, this goes without saying, as far as love-hate relationships with anime go, but fan service.
Yes.
Okay.
Gratuitous fan service. You love it?
So, Japan, I'm going to level with you for a second, and you might have to sit down for this, but when girls get older, they develop breasts, and sometimes the breasts are bigger than other breasts, and when that happens, it's very natural, and we don't have to stare because all girls have them, and we understand that all girls have them.
Ooh, also, Japan... There's this thing
some guys too.
There's this thing called cup sizes where boobs rank in, you know, size on cups and
I don't think rank is the good word for that.
Yeah.
Well, they do fit. A cup, B, C, D. When I think of letters like that, I'm thinking rank in school. But it's like yes, there are different sizes and there's also different shapes. There's not always just basketball bouncy boobs.
And that's just a small tip of fan service as far as, because, I mean, oh man, do they love their boobs.
And can they please be not defeat the laws of gravity all the time?
You shut your mouth.
But he's talking about boobs.
But he's... he's
come on, that was a clear-as-hell shaft reference. You people.
I got it.
You people. Like, wait, what do you mean, you people?
Yeah, I knew someone was going to criticize me for that.
See, I would like to see a respectable anime girl who has a small chest and not a lolicon.
Rukia.
That is true, Rukia. I do find her attractive, so there we go.
Yeah. This is Sean bringing up the points.
Okay, I mentioned this on another episode too, but one of my biggest pet peeves is when they do the silent talking thing.
When like an anime character says something important to another character, but it's silent, and you have to wait 3 episodes to find out what they said.
Sometimes not even 3 episodes. Sometimes it's an entire season.
Because the character knows, but the audience doesn't know. I don't mind the reverse when like the audience knows something that one of the characters doesn't. But when you leave your audience in the dark,
especially in this day and age, when you never know if you're going to get another season or not.
Yeah. That's true.
Because they will always finish seasons before they know whether or not they're approved for another season. So if they do that and then it gets canceled, you just killed your entire audience.
Yeah, they didn't fill it with filler.
Yeah, man. If there weren't filler episodes, they could get through seasons in no time at all.
Back to filler. Like, here's something that irks me as well. Like, when there's an anime series that has a manga and the manga's like in its 1,000th chapter, there's really no need for these filler arcs and episodes because y'all have enough material to write with and draw, and there's like certain scenes like I want to see way more than this filler crap in this comic book.
Yeah, it's true, but you know the reason why they do that, right?
To tease me and because people hate me.
Well, it's because they know people are watching the show already, and so the longer the series is on TV, the more money they make. So they make filler stuff so that they can save all that material for later, and in the meantime they're still making money on the show,
which is kind of faulty in the fact where if you just made a really good show from beginning and then finish it, you'll have a lot more respect from your audience. Though is the other thing, like would you prefer dollar bills or would you prefer respect from your audience?
Well, when you lose respect, you kind of lose money as well, because like think of Bleach. Like when Bleach first came out, like the whole Save Rukia series, that saga, everyone loved Bleach. We were all for it. Yeah. And since they've been doing like even the manga has been like doing filler in a manga, which is weird, but like been peeling around and just not getting to the point where almost all the original Bleach fans are gone. And the only reason some of us are still reading or watching the show is because I started it, I might as well finish it.
Yeah, as you're muscling through it. Yeah, I get you.
Well, I still plan on finishing Bleach, I just don't know when that's ever going to happen.
Plans. They're just plans.
Yeah, well, I mean, my big anime right now is Ranma. Oh, which by the way, I finished season 5. So I'm on season 6 now, so all I have is 6, 7, 2 movies, and some OVAs.
Oh, speaking of movies, how do you guys feel about the anime movies, like, for a series that have nothing to do with the series?
Oh,
are we talking about a Wreck-It 7?
Yeah.
Like, you know, character gets this weird power from this movie think, and then never uses it again.
I think Naruto is more common with that, but yeah, Wreck-It 7 was kind of a weird...
We've talked about this a lot already in a whole bunch of episodes, and just to sum it up, like I said, I think they wanted to make their own movie, but they didn't have the budget or the idea, so they just put Eureka 7 characters in.
Yeah.
I think that taking it from another angle of what Glitch is talking about, I have not watched much Naruto at all, but I have seen the movies and I love the movies.
On a side note, I mean, like, in the same vein, a lot of the Sentai movies are like alternate universe takes on like the main series.
Yeah.
And I usually find them really entertaining.
I mean, I find them entertaining as well, but sometimes I like wish there'd be a movie that ties into the story. You know?
It's true, but I think the reason why they don't do that
is
toy sales, they can sell extra characters and stuff like that. Yeah, and it's a moneymaker, so that they don't use any. It's just a fan base thing. Like when all the Bleach movies come out as well, you know, all the fans are going to go see that, but it doesn't ruin the TV series. Like because if you see the TV series or if you see the movie out of continuum, it won't ruin anything for you.
Yeah, because the DBZ movies too. Like I love them. But I kind of wish it was one that just tied into the story.
Well, because the thing is, they can't really do that because it's like, here's the TV show, and then it's like, oh, I don't want to stop watching the TV show because now I have to watch an entire movie before I can continue watching the TV show. And that's why
I thought the DBZ ones were really cool. I didn't really need them to tie into the show, especially the one with the brain robot thing. I thought that movie was awesome.
Well, something about those movies that you guys may not realize is, those shows are going on, and the movies don't air on TV. You actually, like, they go to the movies to watch these.
No, that's what I said. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, like, it, like they were saying, you might catch them out of order. Somebody who never watches the show might go see the movie. so they need to be standalone whatevers.
Yeah, which is why I said, like, you can't watch the TV series and then make it so that they have to go watch the movie and then continue the TV series.
Well, and also,
you love hate thing for me.
Yeah. And it's kind of neat because Glitch, your whole attitude about, like, the TV show and the series, the movie and the TV show having to be connected is actually, like, a really American attitude towards those things.
Yeah,
it's a big cultural difference.
That's true. But I will say this. I hate movies that are of series that just do recaps. Like, I have the Gurren Lagann movies, and they're not very good. They have, like... They're an hour and a half long, and there's, like, a half hour of new footage each. But they cut out entire characters from the movie just so that they can do the entire series into a movie.
Which characters did they cut out of?
They cut out the entire Black Sibling thing.
Which is bullshit, because they're awesome.
Especially because what's his name, the brother of the Black Siblings, is like is a main character. And like the thing about the movie was, remember in the series when he shows up in a gunman and he goes, "Kamina, it's me, I'm here to help you," and then Kamina goes, "Who are you again?" That's funny in the series, but in the movie you really don't know who he is, you know, so you have to take that question that he asked seriously,
right?
You know, and it ruins the whole thing.
All right, go ahead with yours.
So my ultimate love-hate thing with anime is endings. Anime endings.
Oh, I think that's a blanket. Everybody agrees with you.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why I would have it. Because I've talked about this on multiple episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast where I just say, Japanese people do not know how to end their animes unless they're Western-based. Like, Cowboy Bebop had a great ending.
Black Lagoon.
Black Lagoon is not over yet, but it did end well. Like the Roberta's Blood Trail, which by the way is coming out now. They licensed that with all the same voice cast and everything
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's being dubbed. It's being dubbed by the same voice cast. Roberta's Blood Trail has an ending in case they don't continue it, you know? And then but then you have the Samurai Champloo ending. You have
which is the ultimate example.
Yeah, if, for
Eden,
some reason,
Eden of the East was kind of
Eden of the East was a confusing ending to...
Wait, the anime or the everything ending?
Everything.
See, and I've only seen the first movie so far, so I can't...
Okay.
You're gonna... Yeah.
Well, because I thought the series ended on a good note. Like, I thought it ended wrapped up rather well.
No, and it did. There were still some unanswered questions, but you could kind of fill in the blanks if you wanted to.
Kind of like The Matrix. Like, you didn't need the questions answered. They weren't actually important to the actual storytelling.
Yeah. That's right. And the thing is, what's another good example of
an anime ending poorly?
Yeah, like because I know there are
random animes.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you can absolutely. well, I would have to say, like, even one of my favorites, Elfin Lied, had a good ending because it didn't go as far as the manga, where the manga had an actual ending which was fantastic. The anime had to make its own ending because it was only 13 episodes long and it ended before the manga did. It still had a good ending because you could fill in the blanks. But what they did was, if they wanted to continue making Elfin Lied, they could continue off if they wanted to. Oh, I know. The Hellsing anime. Not Hellsing Ultimate and not Hellsing the manga.
Ooh.
The Hellsing TV anime.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to be honest. You guys, I just realized that you just touched on something that always kind of irks me.
Okay.
Six different versions of the same anime.
Yeah.
How much Hellsing do you really need?
Well,
go tell a new story.
Well, but the thing is they
you can't justify this to me.
No, they did. Well, because when the TV anime was over, they were like, "Okay, guys, we messed up really bad, so we got to make the manga."
Yeah, they Ang Lee Hulked it.
Yeah, they did.
Fist of the North Star was like that too, because you have the original series, then that one movie that summarized everything, and then the new Fist of the North Star.
Fist of the North Star is a culmination of everything we're talking about.
Yeah,
isn't
and
it?
then there's Fist of the Blue Sky, which is about Toki.
Fist of the Blue Sky is about Kenshiro's father.
Yeah, and now they're coming out with a new Fist of the North Star series.
It's a chibi Fist of the North Star series,
oh,
and it's about a pre-post-apocalyptic world where Kenshiro works in a convenience store. Rao and Toki
are still, they're still his brothers, but it's like, it's like the quirky chibi adventures of Kenshiro, Rao, and Toki.
The only show that I've ever seen that does that in a way that I actually really enjoyed it was Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Okay, hang on, hang on, hang on. That's,
what about Digimon?
That's another, that's another thing entirely too, because the anime takes, the original anime takes a completely separate series, which is good on its own merit, whereas Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood follows the manga to a T, which is the same thing, at the difference between Hellsing and Hellsing Ultimate.
Yeah, but I don't like Hellsing, so my argument
is what you should. You've never even seen Hellsing.
I don't need to see it to know I don't like it.
I've seen Van Helsing.
I didn't like that either.
Yeah.
I got something else that is mainly for geared toward American, but localization. Like, the localization that pretty much insults your intelligence.
How so? Yeah, explain.
Like, I'm, the only thing about, like, right now is, like, Pokemon, when they had rice balls and they called them donuts or something like that.
Oh, you're talking about Four Kids.
I guess that can upset you. I mean,
well, I mean, Four Kids is upsetting to anybody who's an anime, like, a real anime fan. I mean, kids don't know. Like, that's why it's Four Kids, because it's not for us.
Right.
Even but when I was a kid, I just knew, like, I was, like, fine watching Pokemon. That's a rice ball. That's not a donut.
Yeah. Yeah, I always thought that there was something weird about that, too. But, I mean, like, they even...
I just love that scene how Brock is just, like, trying to convince you that it's a donut. He's like, I love jelly donuts. This jelly donut is great. Oh, jelly donuts. Like, he says it three times in one sentence.
Donuts while holding jelly.
Yeah, and then they also... The thing that 4Kids also did, too, was One Piece, which was an atrocity. You know, and... Who's the blonde guy? One of the main characters. They changed his cigarette to a lollipop.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, I hate localization. It just pretty much insults the person that's watching it in general, or it's like, well, this is too violent. They can't watch this. Or, oh snap, they say damn.
Oh dude, you're actually. It's kind of weird that you say that, because now it's the opposite. Now in Japan is censoring everything. Like, all the gore in Japan is now censored. Like, oh my gosh, Dead Man Wonderland was censored to so unwatchable, and I just cannot stand it. Because even the American dub was censored. Like, when they pulled out that guy's eye, there was a giant white glare halfway across the screen, and you could only see half of what was going on. And you're like, I don't even know why I'm watching this anime when they're going to cover everything up.
Yeah. Because that's the thing. That, like, they have this new censorship thing where they put either, like,
black shadows.
Like a black shadow or white smoke across the screen, like, randomly.
Yeah, like, and, all of a sudden there's smoke in the room.
And then when you... And then this comes full circle back to Glitch's point, when they localize it and they release something like Dead Man Wonderland as uncut and uncensored, and there's censorship in it.
Yeah.
It ruins the entire thing.
And same with, like... And now, you know, Japan's dubs... I mean, yes, there's curse words in Japan's dubs, but also now America is just... overly doing the curse words. Like, we are just covering the script with curse words, because we're like, oh, this is what the American audience wants. And it's like, no, this just ruins the characters. They sound completely unintelligent.
They have to give them, like, some trope of a voice, like surfer guy, or...
Yeah.
Instead of giving, like, a regular person's voice.
Because especially in the 80s, which, you know, I watch a lot of 80s animes, when it came to things like Angel Cop, there's a really cool anime. Very, very violent, very, very story-driven. But it's about communism and anti-Americanism. When the English dub came out, they took out all the anti-American stuff that they talked about. Which I don't think they would do that in this day and age anymore.
Yeah.
They either wouldn't release it here at all, or they wouldn't cut it. You know, they'd still keep the anti-American stuff, because, I mean, we know we're friends. Like, we're friends with Japan. We know what... I mean, if they release something like that, then that's just part of the story, you know? I have a dub of Angel Cop that still has all the anti-American stuff on it, so...
Why aren't you pleased with punch?
And I don't know. I really want to kind of end on a note of just talking about some of the worst endings that we can think of.
The only ones, like, when I think about the anime that I have, a lot of them I actually kind of like the endings. Maybe they could have been better, but I guess for, like, the series, I thought they were okay. Like,
yeah, go for it.
I thought Gungrave and Trigun were pretty decent.
Trigun was kind of in the Cowboy Bebop age where yes, they made a good ending for that. I kind of forget how it ends, to be honest.
Wait, how are we missing the worst ending of all time?
Go for it.
Evangelion?
Well, that's
end
different
of the series.
Though.
No.
No, yeah, no, he's got a point. It is the end of the series where, because what they did was they made that crappy ending, and then they were like, well, we gotta make a movie now to actually end
it. Everything after the end of the series was just a slapdash attempt to fix it.
Yeah, and then it's the same thing with, you know, all the new series that's coming out. I'm, like, you know, the next four movies. Hopefully the fourth movie will actually have an ending that we kind of approve of.
Hopefully.
Because I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
I know. I'm blissfully, ignorantly hoping for a happy ending to an Evangelion series, but we all know Evangelion can't have a happy ending.
It's not
that's
a happy
stupid.
Ending.
I know. That's stupid.
Also, Blue Gender, terrible ending.
I didn't even get past the first episode of that anime.
Really? I watched every episode.
I mean, I'd probably watch it, but I wasn't interested.
It definitely gets better the farther you get into it.
Yeah. I mean, and then there's, like, Azumanga Daioh. The ending was, like, you know, it was about their high school adventure, so there wasn't really an ending to it. It was just kind of like, all right, high school's over.
Isn't that, like, slice of life or whatever?
It is a slice of life.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, it's hard to gauge slice of life animes just because of the fact that it's normal life, and normal life doesn't really have an ending.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But speaking to that, I liked the ending of Kids on a Slope, which was also done by the Cowboy Bebop guy.
Dang it,
so maybe
I gotta
see
that.
Maybe he just likes, or maybe he just knows how to end shows well.
Well, he does very American ending, so.
Yeah, well, but he also made the Samurai Champloo ending.
Oh, okay.
Which for all of you
which
who
like,
don't know, Samurai Champloo ends a lot like our podcast ends.
I feel like we should have just ended it there. Just
yeah.
Ran with it.
No, because we still gotta do fancers and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think we got enough material for our love-hate related. We touched about a lot of good things about why we don't like anime. Oh, no we didn't. Fandoms.
Yeah, but that's not about anime. That's fandoms. That's a whole different bag of cats you don't want me to start in on.
That is something that is in anime. Anime culture spawns fandoms.
It spawns raging Seans.
It does spawn raging Seans.
Hate all fandoms.
Oh man, Hetalia fandoms and
I will headbutt every Narutard ever. Not a word, bitch.
Look, I will headbutt them with you. I don't care. Like, I'm a fan of Naruto, but I hate the fans. And I got an Anbu tattoo, but still, I will headbutt somebody quick.
You guys, I mean, seriously, our listeners should see me at conventions just growling at me. It's not good.
That is something, but that goes with any other. That goes with any series of anything. Like, we need to keep our fans in check.
No, it's true. Fans, if you're a part of a fandom, that's okay. Just know that not everybody likes to hear the screaming and the squealing.
In fact,
even
nobody
the
likes
fans
to hear
of
the screaming and the squealing.
Yeah, the fans are the same thing that you like. We don't like to hear the squealing. And I don't want to talk about Naruto all the time, nor do I want to hear your opinions. I don't want to hear your fanfics. I don't want to hear your your yaoi, yuri, cross-gen, or if you're gendering or doing the whole shipping everyone.
I don't
want to
see your DeviantArt account. Hey. There's nothing wrong with shipping. Shipping is okay.
There's nothing wrong with shipping, but some people think
and
my shipping's perfect and no one can question it, or that's all they think about.
I'm going to go one step. Hold on. And I'm going to call a certain group out because I've touched on this lately and they bother me the most.
Oh, crap.
All right, you Orin Host Club freaks.
That... One actually hasn't hit me as hard as it has you, apparently.
Oh, down... I don't know about you guys, but down south here, the conventions that I've been to, like, I just wish I had grenades. I could take out groups of them all at once. How are you always all trying to go to the bathroom at the same time?
It does make an easy cosplay, though. Like, an easy group cosplay, because there's
still,
so many of them.
They keep taking my golf club every time I keep trying to go to these conventions.
Like, even if you're a fan of it, you're... Like I said, I'm a fan of Naruto. I will say I'm a fan of Naruto, but I still get those looks like, oh, you're a fan of Naruto? Yeah, you. Like, you're one of those weird ones? No. I read the manga. I don't even bother with the anime.
Yeah, but you're also a black guy, so you probably get less of it than everybody
yeah, so
else.
They won't mess with you.
It's either that or, you must love Killer B. Like, no.
I wonder if he raps when he talks.
Or talks in auto-tune.
Does. All right, and I think that's where we should probably cut the line.
Yeah, our ignorance peaked there, so we should move on.
I hate all of you right now.
Just so you know, hey, fan people, we still listen to the podcast, please. Okay, now that the Tamagotchi's over, let's move on to some fancers.
Yeah,
we've gotten some good
oing.
What? Did you still make the fan service sound that we made the last episode?
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
It's a fun sound, just like Moshibushi or whatever that other word was. Mushibugo.
Okay. So,
honestly, I kind of like the idea of calling it fan service.
I did too. That was my original thought, but
it wasn't me.
We should have gone with fancers.
How about fans aside? You want to be fan service or fancers?
Fan service.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. Everybody,
send us an email at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com.
I'll still probably make the noise regardless.
Yeah, okay.
I hate you, Dylan.
That's fine. All right.
That's so fine that people hate me.
So we have some good American cartoons that our fans like. A lot of people said Young Justice.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Why are you don't bring it up to me right now. the scars are still fresh.
Okay, so from our fan Kyle, he did give us Young Justice. He also said Adventure Time and Archer from FX, which Archer is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Yep. And which is funny. It goes hand in hand because he also in his message also said that it was one of his guilty pleasures. So that's a callback to an episode even further before that,
which we also have fan service for.
Yeah, from Gerardo, we also got that the guilty pleasure that he told us, the one about the girl from Japan who goes to France, we got that completely wrong. I said that we would fix that, but I didn't do any research on it, so I don't know why it's completely wrong. We're sorry.
That's what we're here for.
That's right.
We'll just tell you to go.
I may give you a link to go find it yourself, or we'll just tell you, go look it up.
Hey, I said I was sorry. Okay. We also got Phineas and Ferb. Which is an excellent answer because Phineas and Ferb is awesome. Doofenshmirtz is the man. Yeah, Futurama, South Park, Bravest Warriors, Simpsons, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and Looney Tunes.
You mean the new Looney Tunes series?
No.
I was about to say. Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
The new one has a pretty like at least 10 good episodes in it.
Yeah, no, I've seen a whole bunch of episodes of the new series and
it's got some good jokes.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I won't watch it regularly, but I do enjoy watching it when it's on.
It's got good jokes.
Yeah. We have.
They both said My Little Pony too. So I mean,
that's one thing that I was going to touch on. I can't believe we didn't talk about what we did. We said some quite obscene things about My Little Pony last episode.
I'm really glad I wasn't here for that.
But you mean we?
But, Glitch said some really.
Yeah, it was a Glitch.
I'll voluntarily
throw myself under the bus for that one.
Well, we all knew what clopping was, but that is actually a very good show. I don't know how many of you guys watch My Little Pony. By no means, I'm not a brony, but I can see why people like that show.
Oh no, I love.
Yeah,
I
same
love
here. I can see. I'm not a fan of Like, when it's at the shop, if they play it, I'll watch it. And like, no, and this is interesting. And
from
I'll
an artistic standpoint,
I'm going to be honest.
From an artistic standpoint, it hits all of the points that need to be made to make a good show.
I'm going
to
be honest. I just tore through all three seasons with my girlfriend.
Yeah. No, and the thing is, I'll admit it. No, I really, really enjoy watching My Little Pony. It's just a really good show. I'm not a brony either.
Keep your fans in check.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree with.
With that, let's head back even further to some guilty pleasures. We still are getting some answers for that. And yeah.
This one was from Scott. And, man, Scott had some awesome answers because he said Urotsuki Doji. And that is fantastic because, you know, I've never really considered, you know, saying, hey, this hentai series is a guilty pleasure. But he did. So, you know, and hey, whatever. That's cool. I remember being.
But didn't he say from the Sci-Fi Channel?
Yes. Well, he did watch it on the Sci-Fi Channel, but he also knows what it is. Which, first and foremost, it was on the Sci-Fi Channel?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up, by the way, because I had no idea. And then, I mean, because remember when we were, Dylan, we were forced to watch the first episode of Urotsuki Doji, and it was hilarious?
Yeah.
The dub is amazing. I think that it's a guilty pleasure on its own merit just for listening to the English dub.
Yeah.
I think I have a new guilty pleasure I just remembered.
was that?
Metabots, the English dub.
Really? Never saw it.
Oh, crap. That's true. And I can say one, too. Bakugan. I loved watching Bakugan.
No.
Well, that's... I don't... I would say the Japanese dub, but they actually... That was an anime that they dubbed into English first, and then they did a Japanese dub. Hmm. Well, that is excellent. I think that was a good fan service session. Thank you. Service. But he also... Well, he said he likes Oran, and then,
Who said that?
Scott. Yeah.
We know it was a he.
There's no excuse.
They're human, they have a brain, they watch that, fuck them. That's pretty much Sean's logic of that.
Hate them. And the worst part is it's not bad. I can't hate it for being bad.
Once again, you can see in Sean's
episode.
Keep
your fans in check.
Yeah. Anyway, so thank you all for your answers. Thank
and also, Scott, I hope that Aku no Hana explanation was good, because I know you also suggested you wanted to find out what we thought of that. So earlier in the episode, obviously, that's what we thought about it, and I really liked it.
Cool. All right, time for some shameless plugs.
You guys can ask us questions, too. I mean, y'all don't have to just join in on the subject.
I mostly like 110-volt plugs. You know, it's a thing. I'm American. But 220s are cool.
Yeah.
But those aren't shameless. We need shameless plugs.
Oh, well, that's all you then.
Yeah. Okay, so if you guys want to email us, join in our conversation, what do you love, what do you hate about anime, you can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also type us a message to us on our Facebook, which is facebook.com/wickedanime. And that is also where we post all kinds of updates. Where you can find out what we're going to be talking about, what the heck is going on with Besom, what conventions we're going to be at, everything like that. You can also find this podcast and our other videos and all of our other content on nerdyshow.com at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. Also, you can listen to our last episode recorded with the Nerdy Show guys, with the Adult Swim producers of your Pretty Faces Going to Hell. That was a good episode.
Yeah, it was fun.
We also have a Tumblr, which Victoria resides over, which is tumblr.com/wickedanime, or actually, no, wickedanime.tumblr.com. And speaking of that, next episode, we're going to be starting up Convention Month, because Anime Boston is coming around. We're going to start our convention episodes. Next episode will be the Convention Survival Guide. Victoria will be joining us with that, because she will be at Anime Boston with us. James will unfortunately not be able to join us, but he will be at Anime Boston with us too. And with that, we'll be doing a post-con episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast as well. That one will be in June, though. With that, I believe that is everything.
It is, because we don't have a song again.
So whatever song,
Mexican monkey.
Whatever song we play is the one you'll be listening to. Yeah, we'll play you Amazon.com's Daft Punk sample.
Oh, 15 seconds.
No, that was like 3 seconds on Amazon.
Oh, sorry.
It fades in and goes away.
Yeah. All right. So with that, that's all for the Wicked Anime Podcast this week. We will see you all next time. Let's sign off the only way we know how. Really screwed that up. All right. No better than beginning.
The only way we have no.
Okay,
bye.
Get more of a lagari. Oh, my, 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 oh,
Take advantage of us now, fans. If we get big, we're going to ignore all of you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We're
going
to get our Corvettes.
And have orgies in them.
What future are you guys seeing? Because I...
These are callbacks, Sean. If you participate, you would understand.
Oh, listen to the podcast.
Yeah, you listen to the podcast every once in a while.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. The Wicked Anime Podcast is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com and click the support button on the top of the page. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programming, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social network. It's Wicked A!